It's happening.
Okay. Girdle, then shorts, then top. That's what I'm gonna do.
There's this thing that I knew I might have to do from the day I agreed to do a podcast about a struggling football team.
How's that feel?
I feel a little bigger on top.
Yeah?
Yeah, I feel a little bigger on top. It's huge.
Right, so then...
We're in the men's bathroom at Kraft Field, and in the mirror in front of me, I'm transforming. With help from Matt Collette, my producer, and Gabe Gilson, who does media relations for Columbia Athletics.
All right, then, Matt, if you want to give him one of these, just a little...
Oh, that, like, serves a real purpose.
Yeah. Yeah, people actually move
this. It's interesting. It really protects you. Like, I hardly felt that.
And you know what? Strutting comes naturally when you have huge shoulders and reinforced thighs.
So just tell me, like, describe what you're doing right now.
I'm walking up the steps into the stadium in football gear for the first time in my life, and I'm going to throw the ball around with quarterback Anders Hill. Don't really understand what the plan is and feel like a total fake and imposter, but that's cool.
Hello and welcome to This Season. I'm Ilya Meritz. This episode, Columbia's final game of 2015 against Brown. We will try to answer the question that we posed at the very beginning of this podcast. Could this be a turnaround? Did the Lions have the breakthrough they all desperately wanted? But first, I'm experiencing my own minor breakthrough. The reason I have never worn pads or tossed a football for real before, it's simple. I'm gay, I knew from an early age that I was different from other boys, and I was pretty sure if I picked up a ball, someone was going to say I throw like a girl. But come on, I'm a grown-up now, and suiting up is a bit of a gimmick, but I also really am curious to know what it feels like to walk in the Lions' cleats. Just try it.
The helmet, I might have to get a...
And that is why I'm in a cold stadium bathroom with a bag of gear, girdle, padded shorts, special grippy socks, cleats, compression shirt, shoulder pads. It takes two men to lower them over my head and snap them into place. Jersey, gloves.
Yeah, you can run around with that.
All right, cool.
Famous last words. I've already claimed the succession plan for the last episode of the podcast. Should Ilya be seriously?
He's like orchestrating the fucking succession plan.
Matt here, yeah. And this feels like the perfect point to grab the microphone. Number 84, Ilya Meritz, the 38-year-old walk-on from public radio. And Ilya walks onto the field as practice is ending. Coach Bagnoli gives him a look up and down.
You look good. You look the part.
Small guys can play too, I guess.
Yeah, absolutely.
I just have to mention, Coach Bagnoli is probably the only man on the field who's shorter than Ilya. The two of them seem particularly small next to quarterbacks Trevor McDonough and Anders Hill.
All right, we'll just warm it up first. We can get like 10 yards apart. And just like, you can warm up your hands a little bit first. So just like, stay on the 5-yard line. Just warm up for, yeah, you're good right there.
And they start throwing a couple passes back and forth. Except, here's one thing I don't think any of these guys thought about in advance. Even an easy pass from a Division I athlete is a lot for a first-time football player.
Comes at you hard.
And so this, like, this way you're throwing, how does this compare to, I mean, this is not, like, game speed, right? Or
No, not really. We'll throw a couple game speed. We can run some routes now.
Okay.
Anders tells Ilya to run full speed into the end zone, then turn and catch the ball.
Okay, oh, okay, I'll be fast.
All right. Go.
Oh, my God. Shit, where did it even go?
And here's the funny thing. I step onto the field all anxious, but the moment we start playing catch, all that mental junk just disappears. My mind empties. I only want to play.
That first throw, though, it's not so good.
Uh-huh. Do I want the stitching, like,
see,
by my fingers?
The on your hands.
Oh, like by the fingertips?
Yeah.
Okay.
As good of a grip you can get.
Okay.
And Trevor says hold the ball here.
Towards the back, not... Okay.
Let it roll off your fingers.
Just like that.
Yep.
Okay.
And it works. The star running back, Cam Molina, is watching from the sidelines. He's really amused. He tells Ilya, make a triangle with your hands, like a Hershey's kiss. And then Ilya starts catching some of the balls.
I felt like that could have, like, broke my Broke my hand.
That could have hurt.
It hurt.
Pretty soon, Coach Bagnoli decides to get involved.
No.
Let's start off with baby steps.
Here, please.
All right.
And so the first thing, just throw it over his head easy. All right. So just run out there.
Okay.
Go. Now look for the ball. Look for it. Look. As soon as you start running, turn around and look for the ball.
You got to be looking the whole time.
Yeah, take two steps and look for the ball. Go. Now look for it. There you go. All right. So that's the start. Now a little bit longer.
Okay.
Okay.
For about 10 minutes, Bagnoli and Ilya work in the end zone. The plays get a little bigger each time.
Go. Now take three or four steps and look for the ball. Go.
Okay.
All right, look for it. All right, just run in a straight line now, right? Don't go all
straight
over the place.
Okay.
Yeah, we'll throw it to you.
And soon enough.
Yeah, we go. Now keep running. Oh. There you go. Hey, there you go.
Nice.
Now you look like a receiver, right? I think we should end on that one. That was pretty good.
Oh, man, this was actually fun. I am smiling just thinking about it.
So what did you learn, Maritz?
Well, one, I can throw and catch a football and enjoy it, which is big. But there's this other thing that I'd observed but I had never experienced until now. Coach is a true teacher. If he sees an opportunity to help someone learn a skill, he's going to take it.
You caught the ball, right? Ran a couple different patterns. You dragged your back foot in there like you see on TV.
You have to understand, I avoided this my whole life. I never was close to a football.
That's all right.
So it actually feels kind of cool to do this. I like it.
Yeah, it's good.
It's fun.
Good. So now it's one thing off your bucket list you can check off.